We're here with head coach James Seeker following the swimming and diving teams at the Patriot League Championships. Coach, a pair of fifth place finishes, three medals in total. Obviously a lot to be pleased with and encouraged with.
Yeah, it was a awesome weekend, awesome meet. The team really built into every day just getting better, getting more familiar with the environment. This is an awesome conference that's getting faster every year, and they are just kind of stepping right up with that, which is really fun to watch. And they're embracing that competitive environment, which we love to see.
Highlight on the final night, Haley Newman, her third Patriot League goal, her first since her freshman year. Obviously an exciting race and a thrilling race, but what are you most impressed with by her and for her to get back on the top of the podium?
Yeah, I think, honestly, you know, that swim was just so fun to watch because we get to watch her do that a lot in practice, right? And she's very competitive, and she loves to be in that kind of environment. But I think what stood out most to me about it was, like, that was for her team. And that's what she has expressed to me afterwards. And, that's what it's all about, right? And I think that allows for that consistency at the top level over the course of your 4 years, over the course of this conference, moving the direction it is. You know, the strength of the culture of this team helps fuel that. But also, you know, she just does a great job of, tapping into that competitiveness when she needs to, kind of knowing where the field is, but also sticking to her race plan and her race strategy. Really, really cool. And, you know, that's a event where, you know, there's always going to be a target on her back, right? After freshman year, you win it. So to come in and have the confidence she had, the coolness she had, it's just awesome to see.
Obviously, your first year's had a great year. You saw it from start to finish. Some really strong performances this meet. And today you saw it with the mile, both on the men's and women's side. What were you most impressed with in terms of their first Patriot League meet?
Oh my gosh, so much. That is, you know, those milers are such a cohesive group. They work so hard. They train so hard. They spend a lot of time in practice together. I think, again, what kind of stands out for them is, you know, we kind of make a plan and they're following it, and they know where they're supposed to be. They know what they're supposed to be doing. And the confidence with which they all approached that race was really cool. A lot of credit to our senior, Dolan, who's part of that group. He's really taken everyone under his wing in that event and helped them adapt to just like college life. But also, you know, those first years, like they came in and they knew they wanted to contribute and they wanted to step up. They wanted to compete. And that's awesome. That's an awesome attitude, and it's contagious, and it spreads to the rest of the team. And, you know, the distance events kick off the first night of this meet, and they kick off the first full day of this meet, I should say, and the last full day of the meet. And to start out with that level of momentum, it's huge. Yeah.
As a coach, I'm sure one of your goals is for seniors to have their final swim be an impressive one, and one that they, you know, hit a mark or hit a time that they've been striving for. Had several of those this meet, seniors hit lifetime best. What makes that so special?
Yeah, there's a senior swim, senior dive is really, really special because, you know, that is the end point of the career, right? And there can be pressure on that, but also I think there's a lot of power in that because it's like, well, if not now, when, right? Like, I got to go. So it's fun watching people kind of step into that vulnerable spot and put it all out there and have the team support that, because that's really what sports is all about, in my view, is like putting yourself out there, being vulnerable, doing something scary, putting yourself on the razor's edge. And honestly, no matter what the result, just being proud of that process, being proud of that approach. And all of our seniors did that, right? Regardless of what the result was, everyone was doing that. And that's what makes this kind of a meet so special.
Great. We've mentioned great senior performances, those from the other classes as well. It's a big senior class. What, though, excites you most when you start thinking about the future?
A lot. we have a big class coming in again next year. We've got a big freshman class this year. And I think, you know, those younger people coming in, it's a great opportunity for our upperclassmen to step into leadership roles, right? Like continue to grow and develop, which is, again, part of what we're doing here as student athletes. And then for the first years coming in and the young group that's rising up within their team, you know, they just have a lot of energy. Everything's exciting because it's new, and that is infectious. That is great. Both from like a coaching perspective, it's really fun, but I think also from a team perspective, it's really fun. So I think we're just excited to kind of take what our big senior class this year has already contributed, the legacy they've left, the love and passion that they had for this team. The first years are taking notes, the underclassmen are taking notes. They're ready to carry that mantle forward and continue to make it better, because that's what we're here to do, is get a little bit better every year. So yeah, just super excited.